the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Okay, buckle up for the dummy of the day today, because it's a crazy one. Starting out with a 77-year-old man who doused himself in, well, not him himself, his girlfriend in lube. It said in the story sex lube, so I guess it's a different type of lube.
It's KY jelly.
Okay, I guess they didn't want to give credit to the main brand
to
out
the
there.
The manufacturer.
Yeah, they wanted to keep it generic because she refused to get intimate with him. By the way, I mean, that's not the right thing to do, but props for those two, 70 plus, still loving each other enough that they want to do that.
Well, she doesn't.
Well, I mean, maybe she was tired, but I bet occasionally they do, right?
So he buttered her up.
He's like, well, if you're not ready now, at least you'll be ready later.
Gotta marinate the jerky.
But
ew.
But to dump that much on somebody, how much do you think he had? Was it like a gallon? Like, how big does it sell? Like, I'm not being a prude here, but like, I don't got a bunch of lube sitting around. I don't know.
1 liter. I'm going to guess.
A liter?
A liter?
Isn't that, how long would a liter last somebody? I guess it depends on what you're doing, but... My God, that just seems like a ton.
Maybe it's from Costco.
That's what it
Sam's
is.
Sam's Club, a big deal right there. When officers arrived, the woman was locked out of the house and had lube on her neck and back. The boyfriend was...
My neck. My back.
Okay, but why? Those seem like not the right areas for that. So he essentially sounds like he wasted it. Because
I think he was mad, so he poured it all over her head like, well, fine, I'll show you.
Yeah.
I'm going to lube you up good.
Well, now see, when he really needs it next time, he's not going to have any left.
I know. That's why you don't waste stuff. What did my mom always say? Don't be wasteful. Two customers at a Chick-fil-A in Florida trashed the restaurant, which is, I never hear about problems at a Chick-fil-A. Occasionally you have somebody like protesting like, animals are people too.
I saw the video of this. It is just absolutely terrible.
What did you see? The story I'm talking about right here? Or the people, okay. Well, these people there trashed the restaurant because they weren't happy with their service. A customer said a teenage boy was arguing with employees for about 20 minutes. That's a long time. Like a 1 minute argument's a long time. They're saying their order was messed up because their chicken nuggets were cold, which I call BS. Chick-fil-A, one time in my life, and it was recent, accidentally, they did forget a Chick-fil-A sandwich I ordered.
I've never, ever, ever had a wrong order.
I know.
Chick-fil-A.
And I saw a news story. Chick-fil-A has like a 97% accuracy with their food as far as people
say. That's about right, because I've eaten there 100 times and I've only had like very minimal problems. One time my fries were a little cold. That was like one time out of like a billion. So I give them, I'm okay with it.
Oh, yeah. I think they're great. I'm a cult follower.
They're also, the most profitable restaurant in the United States.
Like,
and
per thing, yeah.
And they're only open 6 days a week. They beat out a whole bunch of other restaurants.
We've got to open a Chick-fil-A store. We could be so rich. We need money to do it, but we could make some money.
Well, I just, when these women were screaming and throwing stuff around, it's just like, dude, get it together. And I don't think they've even been arrested, which I think they should.
Yeah, and they got a refund, too.
Well, there were kids crying in the restaurant because they were scaring them.
I could just picture somebody, if they were going to get arrested for cold nuggets, I'm looking right at her.
Well, I mean, yes, it is tragic, but I wouldn't
restaurant. Is there not an arrest record with you involving chicken nuggets?
There is... not.
Okay. Well, when I pull it up later, you're going to be embarrassed. Another dummy of the day story. This one involves a fidget spinner being removed from a hospital, a boy's hand at a hospital, thanks to the maintenance man. This 11-year-old boy was playing with the fidget spinner, doing his thing. I guess this is inspired from a video game, this fidget spinner, and you put it on your finger. His mom tried everything, though, to get it off because it got stuck. When nothing worked, they went to the ER. The ER doctor brought out a ring cutter. That's pretty serious stuff.
Oh.
That didn't even scratch it. Like, that's how tough this thing was. The spinner was made of alloy metal, which is incredibly strong. They ended up getting transferred to a different hospital. An ER nurse had a kid a month prior with a similar fidget spinner stuck on their finger, so she knew exactly what to do. Instead of getting a doctor, they found the maintenance man. The maintenance man used a fiberglass saw. He went through three blades before it broke. He was able to cut off the alloy band. After two hospitals, 16 hours, and four broken saws, the boy's finger was fidget-free.
16 hours?
That's a long time having that stuck on there.
Holy crap, dude.
I don't even want to have a kid one day. Like, my wife and I think if we're able to have kids, we're going to try, I think, in the next couple of years. Eventually, we're settling down now that we're married. We're going to try to have kids. being a parent, you got to worry about your kids getting fingers stuck in everything.
I put a Barbie shoe in my nose once.
You what?
Put a Barbie shoe in my nose.
Why?
I just wanted to see if it would fit.
Were you sniffing Barbie's feet?
I was sniffing Barbie's
feet. She's always
been
a foot sniffer. No wonder you have a foot fetish. Did it actually get stuck where you had to go to the hospital, or were you able to pull it out yourself for
my
the parents?
My mom was able to get it, but she was freaking out, thinking like, we might have to go to the doctor because of this, Alexandra.
And like, we don't have insurance.
She was yelling at me for sure.
Oh my gosh. Was it like, how big was it? Like if you had like, think of it today.
I mean, a Barbie shoe is very tiny.
Like a half an inch, an inch?
Not an inch. Maybe a half an inch or less. It's very small.
Did you try to put it in your ear? I know you have like an ear phobia.
No, I never did that.
Jam it right up that booger hole right there. And your final dummy of the day story today just says, what's wrong with people? A Florida man was arrested after he threatened several utility workers with a weed whacker. The workers said the man was swearing and trying to fight everyone in the area.
I would be scared.
You've been hit by a weed whacker? It hurts.
No. I've never mowed the grass.
I had somebody accidentally weed whack my leg, like hit me with a weed whacker. We were like clearing this farmer's fence line. He had about 2 acres of or 3 acres of fence. He wanted us to get the inside and out. And we were just doing it side by side, like just moving along. And he went and turned and he got like just above my ankle. And it was, it didn't like cut my leg off, but it drew blood. It hurt. I mean, those things spin so fast. So
is that why you had to have your hip replaced?
Yes, exactly why. It was an old weed whacking.
Insurance money, man.
An old weed whacking incident.
Do I really look like somebody who does yard work?
No.
Yeah.
Does she look like anyone that does any
work?
No. The guy also threatened that that if they were coming after him right there, he was going to, when they found the man, they when they searched him after they arrested him, they found a syringe filled with meth in his pocket. So that kind of makes sense.
Oh, okay.
They didn't find weed on him?
No weed at all.